noticed my kunai stuck in its side. Once I arrived on the beast, I struggled to keep my balance, but made it to the dragon's head without Raikou noticing me. Masa always said not to let your enemy behind you. I had a huge advantage, or at least I thought I did. As soon as I approached, Raikou turned around and said, "Wow, I'm honestly surprised that you're good enough to get here." His voice was so ugly, and I could tell it was meant to intimidate me, but I wasn't falling for it. "Oh, really? Sounds like you're scared of me," I replied, trying to taunt him. My technique was to annoy and aggravate this guy until he strikes out of anger. That's when I should strike, because he lets his guard down and focuses on killing you. I taunted him by saying, "You're just a guy that has no other purpose in life, so you do dumb stuff like this."